Good morning. It's 11 minutes before 8 a.m. This is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 39 degrees under mostly clear skies. Today is Friday, February 28th, 2014. I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel with Raven News. Nominee Sam Keto III became Representative Sam Keto III on Wednesday, replacing Beth Kurtula of Juneau, who resigned her seat in the House to take a position at Stanford University. Matt Miller has the story.
I won't bite on the first day.
That's Speaker Mike Chenault, who administered the oath of office to Keto on the House floor Wednesday morning.
I, Sam Keto III,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear
that I will support.
That I will support.
Democrats in the House issued a letter on Tuesday signaling that they concur with Governor Sean Parnell's appointment. Keto was named on Friday to fill out the term of former Juneau Representative Beth Kurtula, who resigned last month for a fellowship at Stanford University.
My duties as state representative.
My duties as state representative.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations, Representative.
Keto is a former civil engineer and lobbyist. On Wednesday, he introduced to his fellow lawmakers his daughter, his father, and friends, including former State Senator Albert Kukesh and former Juneau mayor and current gubernatorial candidate Byron Mallott. After the swearing-in, the full House briefly recessed for a meeting of the Committee on Committees, which formally approved Keto's appointments to the Education Committee and Community and Regional Affairs Committee. Keto's current district includes downtown Juneau and Douglas. Gustavus, Petersburg, Skagway, and Tenneke Springs are also part of the current House District 32. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.
Three men are safe after their vessel sank near Valdez while participating in an oil spill response drill. The Coast Guard Sector Anchorage Command Center received a report Wednesday night that the landing craft Beltec 5 was taking on water and sinking near Valdez Arm. Coast Guard spokesperson Petty Officer Jonathan Klingenberg says a nearby fishing vessel was the first to respond to the report.
The Miss Jana, which is a 36-foot fishing vessel, responded to the urgent marine information broadcast and ended up picking the three individuals up out of the water. However, on their way back into port, they had engine problems.
The 36-foot vessel was later met by the fishing vessel Equinox. Klingenberg says the 50-foot vessel transported the men and towed the Miss Jana back to Valdez.
On the way back, they were met by small boat station Valdez, small boat, medium crew, and they, in turn, took the three men to kind of expedite their trip back into port, where they were met by emergency medical services for further care.
None of the men were injured during the incident. No pollution has been reported at this time. The Coast Guard Valdez Marine Safety Unit is investigating any potential pollution threats and the cause of the sinking. Ketchikan High School's longtime automotive technology teacher is retiring after this semester. David Sweetman has been teaching students how to do oil changes and repair car brakes for 14 years. KRBD's Emily Files has this profile.
Let's go out in the shop real quick. You just need your safety glasses, that's all.
David Sweetman leads the seven students in his general service technology class into the K-High Auto Shop.
Okay, now we're going to try to test it again. Just testing 770 CCA.
They're learning to do a battery load test.
Good. Okay, what's it say?
Well, now, oh, right there. 12.26 volts. Good recharge.
After that, they move on to checking the brakes on a retired teacher's Subaru.
We are going to bring in a vehicle. We're going to literally change gears here. We need to do a write-up. We need to put it on a lift, get the wheels off. So let's get going like the well-oiled team that we are sometimes.
They open the shop door, and one of the students brings in the car, which they raise on a lift. Then they take the two front tires off.
There's not supposed to be squeaking, and when you're driving the car, you can hear like a small squeak coming from the tires. And it's not supposed to be making that noise. So we're just trying to find out what the problem is.
They figure out right away that the brake pads on the car were worn out, It needs new rotors. Sweetman says his next, more advanced class will fix it.
We treat it like an actual shop and work under the same kind of conditions that they would in industry, except a lot slower and a lot more forgiving for, I have to check everything, so sometimes it takes 5 times longer for us to do a job.
Sweetman has been teaching at K-High for over a dozen years. It started when he was working for the University of Alaska Southeast. Part of his job was to help improve vocational education in Ketchikan.
We were very much concerned that there was not enough vocational opportunities, training opportunities in Ketchikan, that programs were being dropped, and so we decided to see if we could revive them.
They decided to bring back the auto technology program. They got everything lined up except the teacher.
So it turned out that there was nobody else that would do it, so I ended up teaching the program.
Sweetman was reluctant at first to head the program since he had been out of the auto service business for 20 years, but he fell into the teaching job and enjoyed it.
It's just fun. It's a fascinating field of study, and trying to figure out why a car doesn't do what it's supposed to be doing is it's kind of an adventure. And you have to be a really good Sherlock Holmes to find out what's the matter with the car.
Now, he's always been really wonderful, and everybody around here, they're like, well, ask Mr. Sweetman before you do whatever.
That was Nick Arteaga, one of many teachers at K-High who brings cars to the school auto shop for Sweetman and his students to take a look at. Because of all the practical experience students get in the auto classes,
we're kind of the first step a student might make that wants to get into an automotive career.
Some of Sweetman's former students work in auto businesses around Ketchikan.
I knew everything in there. I had an A+ in that class all the way through because it kind of came easy to me.
25-year-old Nick Galloway, for example.
I'm a mechanic. Oil changes, brakes, suspension. Right now I'm doing a vibration diagnosis.
Galloway took all of the auto technology classes he could when he was at K-High. After graduating, he went straight into the field, working at shops in Anchorage and Bellingham before coming back to Ketchikan. Now he works at Carlson Motors. Galloway says the training he got with Sweetman gave him the ability to jump into work right after graduating high school.
Well, it's really fulfilling to work with kids that don't know much about something and then see them start to master the technology and then use it on their own to solve problems. And you have somebody for 4 years, they start out not knowing a piston from a carburetor, and then they graduate, they're quite skilled in a lot of ways.
Some of Sweetman's current students want to go into auto service too.
Oh yeah, I plan on being an automotive mechanic, probably somewhere in Utah.
I'm interested in being a mechanic when I'm older.
That was junior Jacob Alvey and sophomore Joe Harris. They both want to continue taking auto technology classes next semester, but they won't be with Mr. Sweetman. Ketchikan High School is looking for someone to fill his steel-toed boots.
I'm pushing 70 in a couple years, and I think that's long enough time to let somebody that's younger get into the field.
Sweetman's youngest daughter is graduating high school. He figured he would graduate with her.
So I'm a little nervous about it, but other people seem to retire and enjoy themselves, so I'm up for it.
For now,
I've got kids coming in a couple of minutes.
He's got students to teach and car brakes to repair. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.
And chemotherapy patients at Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center have a brand new infusion suite for their treatments. The center opened last week with a special ceremony, and the first patients tried it out on Tuesday. KRBD's Layla Carey has more.
Cancer patients in Ketchikan were receiving chemotherapy treatment before the new suite opened, but the location and the space provided wasn't ideal. Infusion therapy nurse Deb Davis says it was part of the hospital's intensive care unit.
Which meant, of course, anything going on in the intensive care unit, whatever was going on there you were part of, whether you liked it or not. It also was down, at the far end and hard for some people to find and actually have to walk that far from the elevators.
The new infusion suite is 15 steps from the elevator. It's a private space dedicated to chemotherapy patients. It has new chairs, plants, a coffee pot, and it's bigger. Davis says the hospital now can treat 4 patients at the same time rather than the previous maximum of 3. There's also a new consulting area.
But if a physician wanted to see a patient, have a conversation with a patient, there was no privacy to do that. Now we have a separate space on one side that we can close off, and the physician can actually see that patient, talk to that patient, have whatever conversation they need or the exam they need in privacy, which they couldn't do before. So that's nice.
Davis says the $200,000 needed to renovate the space into a chemotherapy infusion suite was raised through individual donations, some state funding, and the annual Solstice shoe auction. The project is not part of the city-owned hospital's multi-million dollar grand renovation, which will be paid for mostly through local voter-approved bonds and state funding. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski was in town to attend the opening of the chemotherapy suite and says she's pleased with the investment Ketchikan is making in its hospital.
I think it's really credit to this community that given what we're faced with, just from a budget perspective, that this community has made a commitment to say this is a public health service that we want to make sure is provided here. Not only the infusion center, but just all that you're doing with the hospital. I think it speaks volumes.
That was KRBD's Layla Carey reporting. It's 8 a.m. This is KCAW Sitka. We're going to join NPR's Morning Edition. Then I'll be back with you at 8:18 with a live local interview. I'll be speaking with youth advocates of Sitka. So do join me for that if you can. It's 39 degrees in downtown Sitka under clear skies. The forecast calls for clear skies throughout our listening region with temperatures in the upper 30s and low 40s. Region-wide tonight, we're looking at clear skies and tomorrow sun. It's 1 minute after 8 a.m. Good morning.